Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. My sixth child is due to be born this summer. I have some experience raising sons and daughters, and two young ones under three are in my home now. Just as there is no substitute for good leadership of the nation, there is also no substitute for good parenting and good education of children. And with the education part of the equation now largely in the hands of our enemies and of simply incompetent camp followers who just slavishly repeat whatever is popular, the good parenting part is now more important than ever. For there is a war on our children. The Jewish power structure, the same Jewish power structure that sends young Americans to be slaughtered in the Middle East, the same Jewish power structure that steals our wealth with every cent we spend, wants white people to be replaced with non-whites in our countries. Literally, wants us dead, and is now targeting the most vulnerable among us, our little children, in order to advance that goal. Audrey Hale, a disturbed young white woman of childbearing age, who decided some time ago that she was really a man, recently returned to the Nashville, Tennessee Christian elementary school she'd attended as a child and gunned down three children and three administrators, killing them instantly. It's all over the headlines, but most prominent Jewish-controlled media outlets say little or nothing about the transgender mental illness that was inculcated into Audrey's mind and soul for years, to a large extent by those same media outlets. To them, it's just yet another school shooting, proving that we need more restrictions on guns and better security. Let me tell you something, CNN believers and MSNBC believers. No amount of security can save us from a whole generation full of mentally disturbed haters who, no matter how miseducated and ignorant they may be, instinctively hate the society that created them and filled them full of lies, made them hate their parents, their history, and even themselves, and gave them nothing worthwhile to believe in, nothing to strive for, except ideological conformity to insane and obviously incorrect beliefs, and pursuit of filthy and ever more worthless dollars, and gave them a sick, twisted society in which the concepts of nobility and greatness are entirely absent. Nothing can protect you from that. You must pay the price. And the payments, I assure you, have only just begun. One thing about children that is universally true, no matter how creative and intelligent they may be, children are social beings. If my 1.5-year-old sees his 2.5-year-old sister waving her arms and saying quack, quack, he is very likely to start doing the exact same thing. If Daddy starts singing a song and dancing, both children are likely to follow along with the apparent game. If Mommy takes them for a walk in the woods and starts looking for mushrooms, guess who'll follow suit and get interested in amateur mycology in their own little ways. Children generally like and want to be like whatever is put in front of them. Put Darwin and Nietzsche and Hitler and Beethoven and nature and paintings by John William Waterhouse in front of them, and you'll get one result. Put RuPaul and Martin Luther King and Jimi Hendrix and Michael Jackson and hip-hop videos in front of them, and you'll get a very different result. Children also want to excel in something or to be special in some way in order to get praise and approval and love. Like most adults, they seek social status. They are very, very sensitive to social cues as to what gets praise and approval and what gets condemnation, shunning, and disapproval. White children these days know what it's like to be part of a hated outgroup. Their ancestors were slave owners and haters of blacks and genocidal killers of Amerindians, they are told. Their fathers and grandfathers oppressed gays and cruelly suppressed people on the LGBTQRSTUV spectrum. Their fathers and grandfathers oppressed women. And no one has a bigger so-called carbon footprint than white people, they are told. These kids get it, believe me. They know very well that the definition of evil is them. The definition of progress is fewer of them. And they also know all the attention and approval and love they can get from the sick Jewish system that misrules us if they defect from whiteness and join our enemies. If they condemn their own ancestors and racially loyal kin even more loudly than our enemies do. If they become white allies in the destruction of their own race. If they openly declare that they will bring no white children into the world. If they choose to racially mix their kind into non-existence. And perhaps most powerful and praiseworthy of all, if they can actually become part of an oppressed group themselves, declaring themselves gay or trans, the latter being best of all because it gives them a chance not only to express their self-hatred in childlessness, but to make having children irreversibly impossible by chemical castration, followed by surgically mutilating or removing their own genitals. In less than a single lifetime, the Jews have transformed young America from Eagle Scouts, cotillion dancers, aspiring cellists, mountain climbers, and hospital volunteers to parent haters, pill poppers, anus penetrators, breast slicers, and school shooters. To be gay, to be trans, to hate your own people, to go to bed with non-whites, to cut off your reproductive organs. These are all not only what is constantly put in front of them as role models and examples to imitate, but these are the good and noble things that the best and most successful children do, the things that ought to be done, according to the very Jewish major media and their academic and medical collaborators and the government that serves them. And if you don't, at the very least, declare yourself an ally of all this degeneracy and destruction, or if, even worse, you dare to criticize these things, you are unspeakably evil, deserve to be condemned and shunned and excluded and become subject to special administrative and medical and legal scrutiny. Even the most naive and obtuse child, from 4 or 5 years old on up, gets all of this, believe me. The messages are loud, omnipresent, and come from authority figures of every kind. There's no escaping it. And the children act accordingly. It's a major wonder that it isn't 10 times worse. And it probably will be soon. As I said in my perversion of the sacred 20 years ago, this all started when the Jews pushing the 60s counterculture pushed the idea that sex was primarily about pleasure. And I firmly believe that they knew that what they were pushing then would lead to what they are doing now, and that both would seriously interfere with our natural and sacred reproductive behavior. Let me paraphrase what I said again for you now. Teaching little children that homosexual or pedophilic or other sexually perverted behavior is acceptable or normal or just another way of getting love or pleasure or both is the same as killing them. That's because the entire view of human sexuality, which has been promulgated since the advent of easy contraception and the Jewish media-promoted sexual revolution, has been wrong and, frankly, intended to destroy us as a race. That view is that sex is strictly a matter of pleasure and fun, and anything which interferes with your fun is bad, and that there are so many ways to get fun, from interracial sex to intercourse with members of the same sex to innumerable perversions, and anything which interferes with our experimentation to find out what kind of fun is best for us or gives us the most pleasure is to be rejected. The view of human sexuality common in earlier times was seriously wanting too. It based its rejection of such libertinism on supernatural stories that have turned out to be historically or scientifically untenable. Its basic idea is that one mustn't do certain things, or Jesus or Jehovah will be most displeased and might punish you. Well, when belief in the supernatural falls away, as it often does as a person matures, individuals who have accepted such a view of sex are apt to swing over to an extreme version of sexual libertinism, which is exactly what we see in some liberal types who have fallen away from the church. After all, if the myths aren't true, then anything goes, right? What is needed is an understanding of ourselves based on scientific observation and investigation and true to the instincts which nature has given us, which can guide us in the matter of our sexuality. Dr. William Pierce said it well, as I recall in his speech, Human Dignity, a Racial Ethic. I would say it like this. Our sexual natures and our bodies are sacred in that they are the embodiment of the continuation of our race and of our consciousness into eternity. They are the means of that continuation. That is what gives them a partaking of the divine, not some ancient religious writings. We need a code of sexual behavior based on a sure consciousness of this divine nature of sex and the essential unity of sex, love, family, and race. Such an understanding can protect us and protect our children and our race's future far better than the dogma-based conservative approach, which many of our best minds cannot take seriously, and which often involves hypocrisy and pretending. The conservative approach also has as its basis ancient Jewish scriptures. That, I think, is the origin of the modern schizophrenic attitude towards sex. That it is simultaneously fun and dirty, wonderful yet wrong. The crude pornography of the modern age and the prudery of the reaction to it are two sides of this Jewish coin. We need to escape from that neurotic vision and come to our own, truer understanding. The family is the basis of racial and national survival. Sexual love and sexual loyalty are the bedrock of the family. They are a natural part of our instinctual behavior patterns. They are a necessary part of our societies. They are an essential part of our souls. Once you grasp the truth of biological race, once you understand the necessity of our race's survival, you will also be able to see sex and sexual behavior in the proper perspective. The sexual behavior of every species and every race is absolutely crucial to its survival. The Jews are attacking our natural reproductive behavior on every front, targeting especially the most vulnerable among us, our children. We desperately need to organize and build a community in which there is a real safe space for white children and young people. The ones who need it most. A place where they will find great things to aspire to, things to learn, jobs to be done, a magnificent European heritage to absorb and understand, and other children like them, all around them, on the same great journey through the infinite generations. A place where Hebrew scriptures are not needed to justify health, vigor, and triumphant life. A place where degeneracy and sick perversion is condemned and shunned and has no place. A place like the community that is now being built, centered around the Cosmotheist Church and the William Luther Pierce Memorial Library and Research Center in the Great White Belt of North America that finds its highest summits near Mountain City, Tennessee.